Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Nun Dal Amud Aleph. We're holding on to Dal Amud Aleph, four lines from the top, by the two dots. So, Erev Shabbos, Shabbosei Chachag, V'chulu, we mentioned in the Mishnah Cheshbin that the most tekiyos that there were in the Beis HaMikdash daily, on a day in the Beis HaMikdash, was 48. And when did we get to 48? That was on an Erev Shabbos that fell out during Sukkot. On an Erev Shabbos that fell out during Sukkot, you had the 21 that we have every day in the Beis HaMikdash, plus an additional 27, we got to a total of 48. Now, says the Gemara, V'ilu l'mayla asiris l'katani. When the Mishnah goes through the Cheshbon of how we get to 48, so it mentions all the different tekiyos. It mentions that when they would go to the Shara Elyon, they blew three tekiyos by the Shara Tachtoin. It mentions when they put the Aravos by the sides of the Mizbeach, they blew three tekiyos. Three tekiyos that are missing, though, is the three tekiyos mentioned in our Mishnah on an Aleph from a Beis. It says over there that they blew three tekiyos when the Kehanim got to the Maila Asiris on their way out of the Azara to go get water for the Nisach HaMayim. So the Mishnah and Aleph and Beis mentioned that they blew three tekiyos on the 10th step. Our Mishnah and Gimel and Beis seems to leave these three out. So Mas Nisim Mani Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So the Gemara says that in a Chanami, it's because our Mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who says that those three tekiyos didn't exist. He argues. The Tanim learned in the Braisa that Shalosh Shalmaila Asiris, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Aymer Shalosh Shalgabi Mizbeach. The Tanakama says that there were three tekiyos when the Kehanim got to the 10th step. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that there were three tekiyos when they would put the aravos onto the sides of the mizbeach, over the mizbeach. Now says the Gemara that ha'aymer l'mayla asiris inu aymer al gabi ha'mizbeach, that it's a mutually exclusive machloikas. The man damer, the Tanakamu, who says mayla asiris, he holds that they did not put tekiyos by the aravos. Va'aymer al gabi ha'mizbeach inu aymer l'mayla asiris, and Rav Acha ben Yaakov, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, rather, who says that they blew shofar by the aravos, he holds that they did not blow shofar by the Maila Asiris. So now, our Mishnah, which doesn't mention, on the Gimel Mabez, which doesn't mention the Maila Asiris, is going like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Now, my time with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, why does Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov hold, and it makes more sense, that the tekiyos were by the aravos, and not by the 10th step? Says the Gemara, because Kevin the Taka Lapsichas Sha'arim Lamaila Asiris Lamali, we find that by all the different openings of the gates, that's when they blew. That by the Shara Elyon, by the Shara Tachtoin, you see that it was always by the opening of the gates. Lamaila Asiris Lamali, where would this come from that they would blow by the 10th step? So, Lamali the Taka, rather, high lav, Shar, Hailav Sharu, says the Gemara, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, it's not a Shar, so why would they blow then? Hilkach al gabi amizbeach adif, it would make more sense that these three tekiyos were blown by the Aravis. For Avonan Savri, the no, came from the Takul Amili Amayim al gabi amizbeach lamali, since we find that all the different additional tekiyos were blown with relationship to the Nisach HaMayim, to filling up the water, so why would it make sense to say that these three were by the Aravos? Hilkach l'mayla asiris adif, he held, it would make more sense to say that these three tekiyos were on the way out for the Miloy HaMayim when they got to the 10th step. Ki asr av achar barchanina midraimo aisi mas nisi bidei. Now the Gemara, a little bit of a new discussion. The Gemara brings that Rav Acha bar Chanina, when he came from the south, so he brought a brice in his hand. The brice said like this. The pasuk says, "Umnei Aaron Akayanim Yisku Bechatzaitz Rois." She'ain Tamuleimer Yisku. The pasuk could have just said Bechatzaitz Rois. I know we're talking about blowing the Chatzaitz Rois. She'kvar Neimer Uskatim Bechatzaitz Rois. Alolay Seicha Vaziv Cheshal Meichem. It already says over there the word Uskatim. So I know we're talking about blowing it. So Umal Tamuleimer Yisku. So why does the pasuk say Uvnei Aaron Akayanim Yisku Bechatzaitz Rois? Hakol Lefiyam Musafin. It's coming to teach us that it's always according to the amount of Musafin. Taiken, that's how many tekiyos that you blow. So who tani lavu amarla, Rav Acha bar Chanina, who brought this braisa, he explained it, that loyma, what the braisa is coming to say, is shetaiken al kol musafu musaf. That on a day that there's more than one karba musaf, so each one gets its own 9 tekiyos. We mentioned that on a day that there's a karba musaf, so the karba musaf itself gets 9 tekiyos. Rav Acha bar Chanina is bringing from this braisa, He's bringing from this braisa that when on a day that there's more than one karba musaf, so each one gets its own 9 tekiyos. So lamashal on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, instead of it being an additional 9 for the karba musaf, it's going to be an additional 18 because there's the musaf shal Shabbos, there's the musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Each one gets its own musaf. Each one has its own 9 tekiyos. That's what Rav Acha Bar Chanina brought from this braisa. However, ask the Gemara now, Tanan, but our Mishnah says that the most amount of tekiyos you have is 48. And when is that? Erev Shabbos Shabbosei Chachag Hayusham Arbaam Ushmaina. Now, you had 48 on Erev Shabbos that fell out on Sukkot. Now, Vim Isa, if Rav Acha Bar Chanina is right, that for every Karban Musaf it gets its own 9. So why do we have to talk about a case of Erev Shabbos Shacholiyos Pesei Chachag Lisni Shabbos Shabbosei Chachag? Talk about a case of Shabbos that falls out during Sukkot, and Mishkachas L'Chamshin V'Chad, and we're going to have a total of 51, because in a Hanami we're not going to have the 6 of Erev Shabbos, so instead of it being 48, we go back down to 42, we're not going to have the Erev Shabbos 6 tekiyos, but we're going to have an additional 9, because until now we only counted 9 for the Karban Musaf, but on Shabbos that falls out during Sukkot, there's two Musafin, there's the Musaf of Shabbos and the Musaf of Sukkot, so add 9 to 42, and that gets us to a total of 51. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zeira, v'she'ein toikin l'psichas sha'ari b'Shabbos. No, even though we made a cheshbon, we got to 51, but you have to take out 3. Because the 3 that they blew daily in the Beis HaMikdash, for when they opened up the gates in the morning, that they did not do on Shabbos. That wasn't really a mitzvah, that was just more of a practical thing to tell the Kohanim and the Leviim. It's time to start the Avodah, so that was not Deicha Shabbos, those 3 they did not blow on Shabbos, so instead of it being 51, it's really going to be back down to 48. The same amount as Erev Shabbos Shechol Yoyis Pesach HaChag. Amar Rava, however, Rava asked Rav Zeira that man had loy chash l'kimcha. Rav Zeira's not being careful with his wheat, meaning he's not being careful with what he's saying. That's not a good teretz. Chada, first of all, debuchol yoyim tanan. First of all, I don't think he's right. Factually, the Mishnah says every single day that they had 21, and 3 of those were when they opened up the gates. So that's mashma even on Shabbos. It says every single day. And furthermore, inami kadadi nenu. Even if we assume like Rav Zeira that really they did not have those 3, and really it's kiadadi nenu. Really on Shabbos, Shabbatay Chachag, there also were only 48 tekiyos. So still, listni Shabbos Shabbatay Chachag, hayusham arba mushmaina. Why doesn't the Mishnah also mention the fact that there is 48? On Shabbos that falls out during Sukkot, the Shamas Mina Tarti, and by also teaching us about Shabbos that falls out during Sukkot that there's 48, we're now going to have 2 chidushim. By teaching both Erev Shabbos and Shabbos that falls out during Sukkot, we're now going to have 2 chidushim. First of all, from the fact that it says Erev Shabbos, so Shamas Mina Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, from that we'll learn out the din of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that they did not blow by the Maila Asiris, rather they blew when they put the Aravis onto the sides of the Mizbeach. Ushmas Mina Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina. And by teaching the case of Shabbos Shabbatay Chachag, so that will teach us this chiddush of Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, who says that for every Karba Musaf, there's a separate 9 tekiyos. So why doesn't the Mishnah tell us about Shabbos Shabbatay Chachag? Elam Arava, rather Rava says that the reason why the Mishnah leaves it out is the fisha'in taikin lemiloy mayim b'Shabbos. Because besides the fact that we're missing those 3, whether we are or aren't, but we're missing all the different tekiyos about the miloy hamayim, about filling up the water for the nisuch hamayim. Because like we had earlier, that when Shabbos fell out during Sukkot, they did not go out on Shabbos to go get water for the Nisuch HaMayim. That would be considered carrying. So they did not. Rather, instead, they brought the water on Erev Shabbos. So on Shabbos, Shabbatay Chachag, they did not have 48 blasts. The Batzer Tuva, we're missing a lot because we're missing all these different tekiyos for the Miloy HaMayim. Okay, well still, says the Gemara, that if Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina is right, that for every Karban Musaf there's a separate 9 tekiyos, for listening to Amir Rosh Hashanah, Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, there's also 48. How do we get to 48? Well, there's the always 21 that we have daily in the Beis HaMikdash. And then, the Ika Tlas of Musafin, there's three Musafin on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. There's the Musaf to Rosh Hashanah, there's the Musaf to Rosh Chodesh, and there's the Musaf to Shabbos. So 9 each is 27. 27 plus the original 21 is 48. So if Rav Acha Bar Chanina is right, why doesn't the Mishnah mention that there's 48 on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos? So says the Gemara, because Erev Shabbos Shabbatoich HaChag, it's Shuchlei. The Mishnah wanted specifically to mention this case of Erev Shabbos Shabbatoich HaChag. Lashmina Kid Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. In order to mention this idea of Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, that there were three tekiyos by the Aravos and not by the Maila Asiris, which you wouldn't know that if we spoke about the case of Rosh Hashanah Shecholias B'Shabbos. So we wanted to specifically teach a Sukkot example to teach us this idea of Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. However, ask the Gemara, Atu Mika Amar, Lisniha, V'loy Lisniha? Was I telling you to take out the case of Erev Shabbos Shabbatoi Chachag? Lisniha V'Lisniha. I was asking that in addition to that case, the Mishnah should have also mentioned the case of Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos. That's another case of 48. So says the Gemara Tana V'Shayer, the Mishnah could have, and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is right, and Rav Acha Bar Chanina is right, that every Karban Musaf gets its own nine, and the Mishnah could have spoken about a case of Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, but the Mishnah wasn't telling us all the different cases of 48. The Mishnah said one example, Erev Shabbos that falls out on Sukkot, that we get to 48. But in a Chanami, there are other cases as well. My Shire, the High Shire. So what else is missing? If the only case that's missing is this case of Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis B'Shabbos, so you can't tell me that the Mishnah was just telling me examples and really there are more. It has to be that there's something else that the Mishnah left out also. So what else did the Mishnah leave out? Shire Erev HaPesach. It left out Erev Pesach, which also by every carbon Pesach there was hallow. And by each hallow, there were 9 tekiyos, 3 in the beginning, 3 in the middle, 3 in the end. So that's another 27, so by the Karban Pesach, plus the regular 21. That gets us to 48. Well, says, and the Mishnah doesn't mention Erev Pesach, so you see the Mishnah was only teaching examples, and it didn't teach every case. Says the Gemara, no, Yimishom Erev Pesach Le'alav Shiruhu. That's not a riot that the Mishnah was just giving examples. The fact that the Mishnah left out Erev Pesach, I could explain to you differently. I could tell you, Dahamani Rabbi Yehuda Hi. It's because the town of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, Da'amar Mimeim Shab Kashlishes Le'higiyah Le'imar Afti Kiyosh Mashem Vimnei Shehayu Amu Mu'atan. There were so few people that came to the third group of the current Pesach. Everybody was mizaris themselves to go to the first or second group, so there weren't that many people in the third group, and therefore they were able to finish dealing with all the different psachim already before they got in hallel to the paragraph of Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, they only had by the third group the first three tekiyos in the beginning of hallel. They didn't have the middle tekiyos of hallel, the tekiyos that were in the middle of hallel, and they definitely didn't have the tekiyos that were at the end of hallel. So we're missing 6. So instead of being 48, it was really only 42. So that's why the Mishnah leaves it out. You have no raya from here that the Mishnah was just teaching examples. I'll tell you that the Mishnah left it out because it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Well, says the Gemara, Ha'ukimna delayk Rabbi Yehuda. How could you tell me that the time of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda? You mentioned on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis the fact that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, because our Mishnah says that the minimum amount of tekiyah is 21, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's 7, because he counts a tekiyah true tekiyah as 1. He holds it's 1 mitzvah. So we said that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. How could you come now and say that maybe our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda? So says the Gemara, V'dilma haitana savrala kevasi b'chado upalagale b'chado. In a Chanami, we're not saying that the Tan of our Mishnah is the person Rabbi Yehuda. We just mean it's going like the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tan of our Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to how many mitzvahs are in a Tekiyah Netruah. The Tan of our Mishnah holds it's a separate mitzvah, so that's not like Rabbi Yehuda. But he does hold like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to the Karban Pesach, that the third group was very small and they never got to a half Tekiyah Shema Hashem. So we have to take out those 6 Tekiyahs of the third group by their Hallel. And if so, they'd only had 42 Tekiyahs and not 48. So you have no raya from here that the Mishnah is just giving us an example and really there are more cases. So Elamai Shire Dahai Shire. So what else is left out that you're going to tell me? That our Mishnah was just being giving us an example. Says the Gemara, Shire Erev HaPesach Shechol Yis BeErev Shabbos. The case that's missing, another case that's missing besides Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yis BeShabbos, is Erev HaPesach Shechol Yis BeErev Shabbos. That even the court of Yehuda, that the third group didn't finish even a Haftik Yishma Hashem, so still Apik Shis, so we're going to take out 6, because you're not going to have those Tekiyos that were in the middle of Hallel or the end of Hallel, so we'll take out those 6, but then Va'ayel Shis, we're also now going to add 6, because it's Erev Shabbos, and every Erev Shabbos, there were 6 tekiyos. 3 to tell everyone to stop doing malacha, 3 to tell everyone that now Shabbos is starting. And if so, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, on Erev
Pesach, Shacholios, Be'erev Shabbos, there was a total of 48 Tekiyos. So again, we asked the Kasha on Rav Acha Bar Chanina, how could you tell me every Karban Musaf gets its own 9? If so, then the Mishnah should have mentioned the case of Rosh Hashanah, Shacholios, Be'Shabbos, that then also there are 48 Tekiyos. And the Gemara is saying, Ein Echanami, the Mishnah could have, just like the Mishnah could have spoken about Erev Pesach, Shacholios, Be'erev Shabbos, but the Mishnah was just giving us an example. It spoke about Erev, Shabbos, Shacholios, Pesukos, just as an example, but in a Chanami, there really are more cases as well.